Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Yes. Thank you very much, and welcome to ENN on this Friday evening. All brought to you by our friends at All American Ford. Check out one of their great Ford dealerships in New Jersey or online at allamericanford.net. You can actually buy a car and have it delivered to your driveway. It's that easy at All American Ford. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Kayla Greco Rosenberg and you on Yes 98.7 even spent.
And good evening to Don.
I am 6 chapters into the Bernie Federko book. What a job by RJ turning that around.
One more time, RJ.
I am 6 chapters into the Bernie Federko book.
Now, Peter, I have a question for you. So I'm seeing you on TV. It looks like you're doing it from a dungeon. Is there a light on you or not?
Really? It looks dark? I have a
very
bright...
dark. I look very light, and Don looks perfect.
Well, you're trying to insult me, but you're just insulting the hardworking staff at Yes, who's trying their best. So
I'm not insulting anybody.
Go ahead and apologize to them. I'll wait.
They know how I love them. I mean, the fact that they even got us on the air is amazing.
Well, I'm surprised though, because I have a huge bright light in my face. Don, do I look dark to you?
Yes.
Are you able to see me?
Yeah, it's like the light's off.
Are you serious?
Serious?
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
Can someone from Yes text me? Do you want me to go turn the brightness up on this light? I mean, right now it's just. It's psychosis.
You Nobody are a hideous-looking human being.
Can you see the jerseys in the background at least?
Yeah,
we see Kobe's number 8.
And a Nationals hat.
And that's all you see is Kobe's number 8?
That's it.
And we see your sticker-filled computer.
Next to Kobe, you don't see another jersey?
No, it's a small shot.
Yeah,
it's a static shot.
Static.
Oh. Okay. Well, if I have a
you
second.
See my beard? How does my beard look?
Gorgeous.
I can't imagine. My friend's watching on TV. Jeff said, dude, it's perfect. Don't touch the light. So what are you guys looking on?
Well,
he said, Michael,
brighter.
What does Jeff do for a living?
Jeff is a stay-at-home dog father. So
okay, yeah.
Maybe our lights are too bright.
He said Michael, looks
just
weird.
Just texted me.
Yeah.
He just texted me. I look washed out, but I look very pale. I am pale. But Rick DiPietro just texted me and said, Don has Kardashian-like lighting.
he's gorgeous, really. Rick, how
really
do I look?
Looks tremendous.
Rick, besides how ugly you already think I am, we know that. You can save the joke. I want to know what Rick's opinion is of the light.
And I'm sad, are a hideous-looking human being.
And I'm sad you can't see the Lemieux jersey behind me, but it's okay. Well, I'm glad you have Kobe. So, guys, welcome. Either way, you're watching us. And, of course, make sure you jump on Twitter, twitter.com/TMKSESPN, TMKSESPN on Twitter, so you can vote. In Drop Madness, you just have 15 minutes left to vote in Drop Madness. So get over to that ASAP.
One second. Don, do you have a G.I. Joe in front of your mic?
That's right.
Why?
I figured I would just keep putting something up there until people noticed. That was going to be my plan all week. So every segment I'll have something that's featured in the man cave.
Bear.
Interesting.
Hey, Bear. You want to come be on TV? It's your first opportunity. He was only on for 1 second the other day, and he was cut off.
DiPietro just texted.
Okay.
He said that Peter looks like he's live from his bathroom.
Save DiPietro!
I don't know what he means by that, though. There's so many insults that could be. Well, I'll trust Cole and the guys at Yes that it looks fine.
Don't let the
Cole
door split you
so
where the good Lord split you.
Yeah, I said split twice. Thank you.
Don, I got to tell you, I don't know where it'll be in Drop Madness next year, but when it happened, the pain that I felt was horrifying.
It was really the
It was horrifying.
One more time, RJ, for people who missed it.
Don't let the door split you where the good Lord split you.
All right.
It's tough to rhyme split with split.
It's kind of too easy. That's the problem.
Yeah. It's not ideal.
No.
So Tom Brady and the Bucks have made it official. I'm starting a new football journey and thankful for the Buccaneers for giving me an opportunity to do what I love to do, he said on Instagram. I look forward to meeting all my new teammates and coaches and proving to them that they can believe in me and trust in me. I have always believed that well done is better than well said, so I'm not going to say much more. I'm just going to get to work. Hashtag year one. The deal, 2 years, $50 million, all guaranteed. Mm. That includes another $9 million in incentives. So the contract also prohibits tags and trades. It's called as good a two-year deal as you could basically get. Maybe, I guess there's a world in which he could have gotten more money, but guys, he's 43 years old. He's guaranteed at least 50 mil over the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And pretty interesting. Tom Brady is a Tampa Bay Buck. I mean, what a time.
It's a great time to be alive. It is unusual, though, that Phillip Rivers, who had a really bad year, got $25 million from the Colts, just a one-year deal. So I know it's a cap sport, so they have to maneuver to get money in, but I'd always thought, at least this was the prevailing thought, he had given a discount to the Patriots, and now he's a free agent for the first time. He wasn't going to give any discount, and he technically did, because at $25 million guaranteed, that's the 12th highest-paid quarterback. And it also tells you then New England didn't want him. They could have afforded that.
Let's hear from Ryan Clark, our very own Ryan Clark, comparing Tom Brady's late career to LeBron James.
We're kind of forgetting what LeBron was able to do and what he's still doing. LeBron brings superstars. LeBron makes superstars take smaller roles, right? Mm-hmm. Take the back seat. Chris Bosh was on his way to being one of the top big men in the league, and he still was up there, but the conversation quieted a little because he was a number three option. Kevin Love comes over from Minnesota, where he gets all the touches. He gets an opportunity for the offense to run through him, and now you're playing behind Kyrie and LeBron. And then AD, who could have went other places and gotten more money or stayed at home and got more money, he runs to LA to be with LeBron. The names we're hearing in Tampa Bay aren't those type of names. I think the biggest name you will hear is Antonio Brown. And for reasons aside from talent, Antonio Brown needs Tom Brady a little bit. He needs someone to vouch for him and get him there. But we're not hearing those other names. And remember, you couldn't get those guys to come to New England either.
That's not fair, though, because you kind of sign late in free agency.
Yeah.
And maybe they don't need as many parts. The offensive line was rated highly. They've got great skill position players. Their defense got better as the season went along. So, I mean, who exactly would he bring over? I've heard that Bruce Arians is not too high on Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown still has
to serve a suspension.
You know, again, they're not putting all their eggs in this year's basket, but something we didn't take into consideration. I know it irritates you when you hear no state income tax in Florida. Well, maybe that doesn't apply to Tom Brady, but maybe that applies to free agents they can go after going into next year or even whatever is left this year where, hey, not only do you get to play with Tom Brady, but your money's going to be worth a lot more than it would be anyplace else outside of Texas. So maybe that's just a cool landing spot for people moving forward. If not this year, certainly next year. Think about it. If Tampa's a playoff team, tell me, and Tom's great, tell me that's not going to be a destination in 2021 for like every legitimate free agent to go see if they can't take the next step with Tom Brady.
I've been sent a picture of us on TV.
Right.
Yeah, Michael looks like a lunatic. He looks like a bright, crazed maniac.
Why do I look like a lunatic? I don't understand.
Well, your face just looks very bright compared to me. I look perfect. I look gorgeous.
No, Don looks perfect.
Don looks great, too.
I look too blown out, and you look like you're doing the show from a closet.
Yeah. And Sally Muscle says that you look like Edgar Winter.
Who does?
Me?
Michael does.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not sure who that is, Google.
I'm going to tweet this picture out for the world to see it.
From the picture yesterday, a lot of people said Kiefer Sutherland for me and Michael Rappaport.
Well, who would you rather look like? I think you'd rather go Sutherland.
Like me.
Yeah, you got to go Sutherland.
I mean, I love Mike Rappaport.
With Rappaport or Sutherland.
I love Rappaport. You don't want to physically look like him, though. I don't want to say he looks like a human appendage, but
That's like a pinky or something?
Yeah, I don't think he's talking pinky.
He's got it coming for me. Remember what he said about me? He said I looked like a bat in the celebrity game. He said I looked like a matzo ball with a head. I think that's what he said.
Well, all right. What did he say that was wrong?
Anyways,
but you look 50 times better than he does.
That's my point. And I love Mike Rappaport. Love him like a brother.
He looks like a Harry Knish.
That's right. You'll see a Harry Knish. Now, the Falcons have reached an agreement with Todd Gurley. Yes.
Going back to Georgia.
Tom Brady's the quarterback of the Bucs. And then, of course, that battle. You know, when you guys think of those classic NFC South battles, which, first of all, is a thing. Mm-hmm. And second of all, you think about Tom Brady taking the field for the Bucs and leading his men into battle against Todd Gurley. And the Atlanta Falcons. What is going on? It's a one-year deal. He was cut. He was released by the Rams on Thursday, and now he has a one-year deal with the Falcons.
I was listening to Goldick and Wingo today, and they had an amazing stat. There were 22 running backs taken in the 2015 draft. All right? All 22 of them are no longer with the team that drafted them. That's less than 5 years ago.
I think Don's going to double down on a Saquon story. Go for it, Don.
He might as well.
I don't have to. There's stories being written that do it for me. I just found that stat was unbelievable. Everybody that drafted a running back was through with them before 5 years are up.
Good news, if you're a Steelers fan, Ben Roethlisberger said he's now throwing pain-free. Unfortunately, this time is also football free, so he may be throwing nothing to no one. But he had season-ending surgery on his right elbow 6 months ago, and he says now he can throw the ball without the pain that he was feeling before. So good news for Ben Roethlisberger. Darius Slay said that he lost all respect for Matt Patricia back in 2018. He's now a Philadelphia Eagle alongside Andrew Gundling. Andrew, how do you feel about having Darius Slay on board, by the way?
It's not fair.
Really? You're not happy?
No, because I've had it.
But he's a great addition to your defense, no?
God hates me.
Well,
I guess the Giants, even though they didn't do well themselves with their coaching hire, maybe didn't miss out on that.
Oh, I love this guy.
Okay. Finally, something positive to say. I was worried, Andrew, I was worried you had nothing good to say about Darius Slay joining your team.
You'll ruin everything.
Okay. Well, he is an Eagle now, but he told ESPN that he didn't see eye to eye with Patricia and that it all came from some things that happened back in 2018. They lost mutual respect.
No, because I've had it.
Well, apparently he felt the same way. That was the end of Matt Patricia.
Just take
Darius
the L.
Slay. Sure. The Cowboys have agreed to a deal with Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
Why?
Well, presumably because they needed help in the secondary.
Okay.
He went to Washington after Green Bay. Things didn't really work out there. He gets a deal for $4 million, $2.5 million guaranteed. He turned 27 years old.
Well, I'm surprised it's just that little money. He's a pretty good player.
Yeah, well, Clinton Dix, he was with Washington 2 years ago. Wow, time flies. Started all 16 games for the Bears in 2019.
Yeah. I mean, this will be four teams in how many years?
By the way, that was the Clinton Dix thing on the Redskins was 2 years ago already?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Time, baby, time.
Well, hopefully it flies over the next couple of months the way it has previously.
The wind is picking up right here. Riverside Park. Seeing the trees blow outside my window.
That's three teams in 3 years, guys.
It's not what you want, in the words of Joe Girardi. But only $2.5 million guaranteed for them to get Ha-Ha. Well, guys.
I guess he'll have the last laugh.
Wow.
I'm here all next week.
Please tell me that's not an indication of how the stories are going to go next week.
The first story next week will grip you. And people will go, wow, that's amazing.
Now, it's something we've heard before, right? I mean, me
and I don't know.
Mia
I don't
Pete.
Tell you everything.
You may by the time this is over.
Well, so much for the luck of the Irish. Marcus Smart reveals he had a positive COVID-19 test. Celtics said in a statement on Thursday night that they received word of a positive COVID-19 test by a player who'd been exposed. They didn't identify him, but Marcus Smart went on Twitter, posted a video, and told everyone, said he's doing fine, but he just wanted everybody to be careful. The Lakers also announced that two players have tested positive for COVID-19. They did not specify who it is, but the Lakers players underwent testing on Wednesday, and now two players have tested positive. LeBron James, actually, speaking of the Lakers, held a 45-minute IG Live video chat on Thursday night. He did not talk about those two positive tests, but he did have a revelation about one of his all-time best performances, Game 6 against the Celtics in the conference finals back in 2012.
If we lose,
are you alert?
Pat Riley may break us all up, and I don't want that. It might be the quickest breakup in basketball history. And not only they might break it all up, my legacy going to take a huge, huge hit if I don't go out here and perform at an all-time high. Win, lose, or draw, I had to be focused. I had to lock in and lead us to victory.
He went for 45, 15, and 5. So,
do you think that was feasible, though?
That they would break it up that quick?
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't have broken up the big three. I mean, they would have had other auxiliary players around them. I mean, they're not breaking up the big three.
But that's what he was implying.
No, I don't know. It shows you that he's worried about legacy at that point. Would have messed up my legacy.
Well, everyone worries about legacy. At that point, he was already a stud. I mean, well, though, he only had... Did he have no rings yet? He had zero titles. He had just lost to the Mavericks.
Right.
Right, so he hadn't won a title yet. But the breakup implies that something would have broken up the big three. He could move any other pieces that wouldn't have affected his legacy. Would affected his legacy if the big three broke up, right? And I don't know
He would have been able to break up the big three.
Well, I get rid of Bosh. I mean, I don't think Wade was going anywhere. Unless he's implying that he would have left.
They probably had no trade clauses.
Would have been, but think about it. There was a lot of conversation about what LeBron's legacy was going to be at that point when he had no rings. And then he went there and then they lost. So, it's kind of reasonable. Former Chargers running back Melvin Gordon reached an agreement on a two-year, $16 million deal that includes $13.5 million with the Denver Broncos.
Please tell me he's fired his agent, right?
Yeah, who recommended that whole
That's not quite the offer he would have gotten with the Chargers. If he had just taken the deal that he was offered originally with the stupid holdout, then, boy, that was just bad. That was bad advice.
The XFL.
And he was reportedly offered more money from other teams, but he wanted to play the Chargers twice a year.
Okay. Okay. The Chargers should want to face him twice a year. The XFL officially canceled the remainder of their season. Not a surprise, but it became 100% official.
I wonder if
they could survive that.
Is there any part of it in which they like maybe save money by not having to play the second half of the year?
I'm sure that there was money that saved by not playing, but do they what kind of deal did they barter a deal with Fox and ESPN, or did they actually get paid by those networks? Like, if they've got to give that money back or half of that money back, you're not going to be able to recover from that, I wouldn't think.
But they, each week, what did they play, Peter? 3 or 4 weeks?
Five, I think.
Five, yeah.
All right, so the last week, they were under 1 million viewers a game. And remember, the first game, I think, was over 3 million. So it was a precipitous drop. It was not catching on. Now, you expect a drop-off because the curiosity factor in week one, but I think it was alarming to both networks that it dropped under 1 million people.
Well, there was a lot going on the last game they played, right? I mean, you know, the world was distracted for sure. I think it should try to come back. I mean, Vince McMahon prints money. Or is he want this to kind of float on his own, Peter? Like, is he just going to say it can't float on its own? Or is he just going to take some of his actual money and throw it more into it, realizing that it may be a good investment down the road?
I can't imagine. The hard thing is right now, he has so many things to think about. You know, this is the crazy thing about him running the company soup to nuts the way he does.
Mm-hmm.
So he's running WWE, you know, not completely. Obviously, there are other people helping with big decisions. But he oversees every detail. To now have to figure out what they're doing moving forward at WWE with WrestleMania and the pay-per-views that follow that and TV every week, to also have to think about the future of the XFL, given everything, I'm sure it's really challenging. I don't know what they decide to do. But, you know, I will say it's a bit of a bummer, though, because I did enjoy it more as a product this time around. I know I wouldn't say it became must-see television, but when I was home on a Saturday, it did start. It entered my brain to go, oh, what XFL game is on? It was starting to exist in my mind in that way. And you kind of need time for people to think of it that way before you have a chance. Bucks wide receiver Chris Godwin has worn the number 12 for the last three seasons. You'll be shocked to know he said that he is willing to give Tom Brady that number should Brady request it.
I think he will.
I think Brady's going to request it.
Especially with the TB12.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say maybe not. You know, Don, we talked about the weird Franco Harris going from 32 to 34. You see that happen in sports a lot, right? But kind of hard. You know, you do see people go with that weird second number when they change teams, but not with TB12.
Yeah. Like, did new era change the number? But I just don't know then. He's so involved with TB12 that maybe it wouldn't make any sense.
And on this day,
have to shoot it before the shot clock runs out.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my.
Farouk Benesh at three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
Northern Iowa takes out Kansas in 2010.
Wow.
Yes, today should be the first Friday of the NCAA tournament, guys.
Now, my sister-in-law has weighed in. And also agrees with Rick that Peter looks like he's broadcasting from a bathroom. So that's two people.
You know what? He hasn't said anything. He might be broadcasting from a bathroom.
You know what?
Then that's completely disrespectful to Kobe Bryant. Can't hang a Kobe Bryant jersey up in the bathroom.
Sometime next week, Peter, can you walk around with the camera and show us the jukebox? I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Good idea. I can give you the tour of the man cave.
I know.
How's that? I just upped the light big time. Anyone see a change?
Let's see.
Well, you have to sit down first.
Oh, yeah, there's a delay. Sorry.
Yeah, there's a delay. Peter realized it was pointing outside.
It's a little better. It's a little better.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, much better.
Now, what did you say you want me to show you next week?
The jukebox.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe I'll do a new setup next week. By the way, they leave this equipment here long enough, I'm going to know how to use all of it. So I will end up moving this setup and doing something else.
Now, can I also tell you this, Peter? This is a great point by DiPietro.
Okay.
Don's G.I. Joe is getting a little handy with itself. Look where his right hand is, Don.
Well, that was just by accident. I was trying to figure out a way to move it, but I didn't want to call attention.
I took out the happy organ.
All right, guys, it's time. Although no one's handed me the results, I'll look it up myself.
Oh, wow.
That's right. I got it. Don't you worry. I'm jumping on the Twitter mobile to tell you the winners, who's going to advance into the second round. You ready?
I'm
Drop
ready.
Madness, yep. Ladies and gentlemen. We'll start out in the Michael region. We have an upset.
No.
The 15 no. seed.
Larry in Long Island, Lala.
What? Gets the big win over the Repug number 2 seed.
Gardner Mayhew the second. That was an awful 2 seed. It just shows you how badly Andrew seeded this region.
I got to tell you, Don, you can say whatever you want, because I know you still care for Andrew. However, that Gardner Mayhew is one of the worst seedings of all time.
It's not a great seeding, and I got to tell you, that's a matchup that's like noon on True TV. That's not a great matchup.
Oh, my God. And this next one, too. This might have been, you know, a TBS 235. No, the weird 5 o'clock window where they only run.
When everybody's in local news.
Yeah, when everyone goes to local news, but there's like one or two games. Here's where you get the 7-10 seed. Another upset, the 10 seed.
I'd like to see Antetokounmpo go up against them boys.
Gets the win over the 7 seed.
Dermot Dalrooney, whatever. Awful region. Shouldn't even be playing games.
But in the Peter region, don't worry. Things go as they're supposed to. The 2 seed with a huge win.
Football! Yes, football! They're playing football!
85-15 yeah. Over...
He was asked about the 4th-and-9 draw play.
Oh.
I mean, who voted for that, really?
Now, this is a nice... This game right here, Don.
Yeah.
This 7-10 game, obviously, you had the main game at 7:30 on CBS, but this was the 7:55 TNT tip.
Nice.
The 7 seed.
For the key.
A 56-44 win over...
Hey, I gotta watch it because they're with the ball.
That's what I voted for.
Hard to see redneck yelling already eliminated. Hard to see it, but it happens.
Yeah, done.
Here we go to the Don region. The 2 seed gets a scare but advances.
I'll write all the numbers down for the Capitals.
56-44, but that means we have to say goodbye to
Hostile Rage, Torment, Blood Feast.
That was a tough 15.
And Michael said it earlier, a 10 seed that could win the whole thing gets the 54-46 win.
Don and Peter with you until 7, and then we are going to have the great Brewers-Pirates game coming up at 7 o'clock.
And that means we say farewell to the 7 seed. Yeah.
Scream them out!
You know what's good about that, Peter, is that's another screamer that's gone.
Oh, yeah. The Screamers aren't doing it for you this year. It shows your diversity.
That's right.
By the way, that 7-10 game is always tough, right? You're always, it's always like, you know, a Temple team. It's like Temple versus Xavier in the 7-10. You don't know what to do.
Right.
And Brewers-Pirates gets the win over Screen 'em Out. So then we end it in the other region where the number 2 seed, 59-41 victory. Congratulations, Brett Hull.
I think I got your number, Gloria!
Over a 15 seed that had no place in the NIT, the Morris throat clear.
I wanted to know. I don't know anything about...
No, I got 41%.
I'm shocked. Well, that's just because it's Morris and everyone loves Morris.
Yeah.
And then...
I don't even know why Brett... Why is Brett Hull in our tournament?
And a 2 seed to boot.
I got to tell you. You know, I didn't want to say it because Andrew's already taking such abuse. I love when we play the Brett Hull. Like, the times when it comes up, it's amazing and it's funny. But he just shows his inherent bias and flaw as a commissioner that he would put him so high. Brett Hull? A 2 seed for Brett Hull?
Also, to me, the drops have to be organic to the show. We took that from a video that was taken at the Stanley Cup celebration. We can't own that. Brett Hull should actually sue us.
Well, please don't.
Don't narc yourself out. Yeah. This is sad.
That's sad.
Now and then...
This is Andrew's last year. I don't care what you guys say.
And then the 10 seed in the other region, a drop that none of us had heard until last week, gets the win. 65-35.
Roger in Hartford. Roger.
Yes, this is he.
Hey.
I'm Roger.
Hi, I'm Michael.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love it. But I didn't even know it existed.
Right.
If you described it and you read the whole thing to me, I would have said no such drop exists. But it gets the win over a 7 seed that's feisty, but only came up with 35 points today.
Zion, R.J. Bennett, Lorenzo Ball.
Now that drop should be better than it is. The fact that Brian said all 3 names and legitimately was serious and got them all wrong in one phone call.
Ben today had one of the worst phone calls in the history of the show.
I was going to say, he bored the board with that call.
Hideous.
How would you describe what he did? He just went through a rundown of everything he's heard on the show in the last year.
It was awful.
That'll do it for...
We might have to have a moratorium on putting him in.
Are you serious?
Maybe a week. A week suspension.
That'll do it for ENN on this Friday evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.